This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. A major disaster declaration has been issued by the federal government for the state of Arkansas. Governor Asa Hutchinson requested the designation from President Trump's administration following storms and floods that hit much of the state from late April to mid-May. The declaration opens up federal dollars to assist individuals in 13 counties, including Benton, Boone, Carroll, and Washington. Federal dollars can also be used to repair damaged public infrastructure and facilities in 28 counties. Arkansas Department of Emergency Management Director A.J. Gary says the designation is needed.
The flooding is so large that it goes beyond what the resources are of the state. So we will request a federal declaration so that it'll open up those funds that can be used, federal funds.
The state, assisted by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, will soon open up offices in affected counties for residents and local governments to apply for assistance. Gary says it's impossible to project any estimates for assistance at this point, but the applications will be accepted during a 60-day window. Attorneys representing Mayflower residents affected by a 2013 pipeline rupture say they've settled a lawsuit with ExxonMobil. The rupture spilled an estimated 150,000 gallons of heavy crude oil. The law firm Hare, Wynn, Newell & Newton says the settlement was favorable to the residents. According to a news release, 64 families were involved in the settlement that resulted from a lawsuit filed in Faulkner County Circuit Court in 2013. Exxon has already paid out $5 million in other settlements with state and federal entities. And the Environmental Protection Agency is awarding $75,000 to the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma as part of the General Assistance Program. According to a news release, the tribe will use the funds to administer its environmental program and assist in the development of multimedia programs to address environmental issues. The General Assistance Program protects the health of the Cherokee Nation by safeguarding the environment through awareness and environmental program development.